ดร.พิจิตร รัตกุล The Executive Director of the Asian Disaster Preparedness Center or ADPC speak with Radio Thailand. First, he talking about four thematic teams within ADPC.
ADPC has four thematic area. The first area is climate risk management. That means this group of people working on the climate related area. For example, application of climate information to the occupation and livelihood development for farmers, for the fishermen. The second group is also working with the government policy. We are providing the assistance to five countries now to come up with the so-called strategic national action plan: Thailand, Vietnam, Myanmar, Laos, Sri Lanka, and now we are doing for Brunei as well. This group of people working very intensive with the government on mainstream disaster risk reduction into the policy of each of the government in countries. The third group of people who are working with the ADPC, we call urban disaster risk management. These people are focused in the city only. The city of Bangkok, city of Dhaka, city of Chittagong, the city of Dakupan in Philippines, the city of Manila, the city of Hanoi, Vietnam, for example. These are emphasized into the area of flood in the cities, landslide, and as well as the earthquake impact. The fourth group is about the public health in emergency. We emphasize these groups into preparing themselves for the outbreak of the epidemics, for the H1N1, for also preparing themselves for the hospital in emergencies. When there is a mass casualties in the hospital in the countries, how the hospital and hospitals nearby can arrange themselves to handle the mass casualties such as tsunami in 2004. This kind of preparation for the hospital is the achievement of this group.
And then he talking about climate change in Thailand.
Last but not least, I would like to say something about Thailand itself. I think right now we don't have much of the threat of disaster before in the past, but climate change happening, the global warming are here, and more of the disaster seem to take up more of the attention from the public and private right now. And I urge the government and the non-government organization that this time around, not just only campaign to reduce the emissions, to reduce the global warming, but the global warming is here already. We have to prepare ourselves so we can do both at the same time: reduce the emission, save energy, and the preparing themselves to cope with the global warming, which is already here. For example, this coming year, Thailand will face a very, very dry season. We will run out of the water for the agriculture. We will not having enough of the water from the reservoir up north and in the northeast. And this is very important because of the El Nino coming to Thailand, and this is a result of global warming as well, because the stream in the ocean are changing the direction. The warm stream and the cold stream are moving unusually, that create the so-called El Nino. So this type of thing that the government has to prepare themselves very much about to handle this situation. What about the agricultural product this year? Rice will be a good price this year, but the farmer, when they knew that the price of rice is better than last year, they will harvest more into the second crops, into the third crops. So when they invest more into the second crop and third crop, and they do not know that the water available for them is not enough this coming year, so the second crop and the third crop will be a casualties. So I think that we have to make sure that we have to inform the farmers through these preparedness, that they have to prepare. They can do the second crops, but they have to prepare for the water management as well. This type of thing, I would like to urge the private and public sector that we are not only campaigning to reduce the emission, but we have to prepare ourselves to cope with the climate change, because climate change is here and climate change is a cause of the disaster.
That was Dr. Pichit Ratchakun, the Executive Director of the Asian Disaster Preparedness Center, talking about preparedness for climate change in Thailand. Tharin Angskun, Radio Thailand News.